from KQED.
From KQED News, I'm Susie Racho with The Do List. Your normal hosts, Cy Musiker and David Wiegand, are away, so I've got the San Francisco Chronicle's pop culture scribe, Peter Hartlaub, here. He's going to help me highlight some of the best in Bay Area arts and entertainment for this week. Good morning, Peter.
Thanks for having me.
Well, we've got another interesting and eclectic list this week, which includes a couple of supergroups. Let's start with the one that pays homage to this man.
Let me tell you about a girl. Before the sun comes up, she brings my coffee in my favorite cup. That's why I know, yes, I know, hallelujah, I just love her so.
That's the late, great Ray Charles doing Hallelujah, I Love Her So.
And over at the Sweetwater Music Hall, a group calling themselves the Ray Charles Project is going to be playing tribute to the man and his music. I just read about this band. They're fairly new. They formed just last year. A couple of members of Santana, including the vocalist Tony Lindsay and the keyboardist Dave Matthews, kind of the organizer leader of this group.
Not that Dave Matthews.
Different Dave Matthews. And along with singer Glenn Walter and Chris Kane, who lots of people know on guitar, should be kind of cool. I mean, it can be bad.
Yeah, it's Ray Charles.
Exactly.
Gets the blood pumping.
The Ray Charles Project is at the Sweetwater Music Hall in Mill Valley tonight. Now, Peter, you've got an event that sounds intriguing, a photo show called The Unphotographable.
Yes, Ghosts, God, and Dreams are on display at the Frankel Gallery in this unique and a little bit trippy exhibit. Some known photographers, including Alfred Stieglitz and Man Ray, and some anonymous artists have attempted to photograph sort of, it's like non-concrete, non-solid images. About 50 works are included, a lot of subjects. September 11th, The Concept of Time. I'm intrigued.
Well, I am too. How do you photograph the unphotographable?
We'll find out.
The Unphotographable is at the Franklin Gallery in San Francisco through March 22nd. And now, our second supergroup of the morning. This time, it's made up of big-time musicians to celebrate the 55th anniversary of the Monterey Jazz Festival.
Got that soulful, funky sound, and he can really get down. What is his name? Filthy Mac Nasty. Stood late at night, dead long. Shovel a dig at him, dead, dead, dead.
That's vocalist Dee Dee Bridgewater, saxophonist Chris Potter, trumpeter Ambrose Akonmusori, pianist Benny Green, drummer Lewis Nash, and bassist Christian McBride. And I think we hit the jackpot for supergroups this week,
yeah,
because this one is amazing. I mean, each one of these folks is definitely a headliner in their own right, but they're coming together to celebrate the Monterey Jazz Festival, and they're touring all over the place. They kick off a 45-date tour in Santa Cruz at the Kumba Jazz Center, and they're going to play two shows on Thursday at 7 and 9 p.m. And I think this show, this kickoff show, is the smallest venue that they're going to play this entire tour. I think when they come back to the Bay Area, they're going to be over at Zellerbach. So might be your chance to catch this really great group in a very small venue. And next, we're going to go to Golden Gate Park for an annual event that celebrates paper.
Paper. Ironically, I learned about this one while reading on my iPad. It's the Vintage Paper Fair, celebrating all things made out of cellulose pulp derived from wood. You can find postcards, photography, maybe some unphotographable images if you're a collector. That's our theme today. The dealers also buy paper. If you have a couple of old Honus Wagner baseball cards lying around, you can bring them there. We can all retire on it.
The Vintage Paper Fair is Saturday and Sunday at the County Fair Building in Golden Gate Park. It's our cheap thrill this week because it's free. Finally, San Francisco is home to the new garage rock scene, but this Oakland band shows there's a scene across the bay, too. That's Sleep Talk from Shannon and the Clams. It's from their last LP. It's actually the title of their last LP. They're going to be headlining a bill over at the Parkside on a school night. It's next Wednesday, but I think it's worth getting out on a school night to see these guys. They're led by the raucous Shannon Shaw, who also did some time with Hunks and His Punks. She was a punkette. And I don't know, I dig the 60s kind of grungy vibe on this. And the band just spent some time in Europe and just finished recording a new record. This shows a chance to catch them before they become the next big band to break out of the Bay Area. Check out Shannon and the Clams with a bunch of bands, including Therapists and Primitive Hearts, at the Parkside this Wednesday. Thanks, Peter. You'll be back with Psy next week, right?
That's right. David's off for 2 more weeks, and I'm looking forward to coming back.
All right. Peter Hartlob is the blogger behind the big event at sfgate.com. If you want details on these and other shows, visit us at kqed.org/the-do-list. I'm Susie Rocho.